And the marketplaces established by the Affordable Care Act went live early last week with well-publicized problems with websites in many states. Still, people are signing up for coverage. We're going to hear from two states, starting here in California, where Sarah Varney reports on the effort to educate citizens on the law.
Louisa Blue, head of the Local Service Employees International Union in San Jose, has 5 more months to spend $1 million. The union received a grant from Covered California, the state's health insurance marketplace, and it's using some of the money to call people in their homes at night and on the weekend as part of a massive education effort.
Over 4,000 have said, "Tell me more about Covered California. And how can I enroll to get health insurance?"
But once she's primed them to enroll, it's been a rocky handoff to counselors who can sign them up for coverage. Many counselors are still attending training or awaiting background checks and state-issued licenses. Some just need a computer login. The month of October was always supposed to be about drumming up interest, says Peter Lee, Covered California's executive director. The state never intended, he says, to have all counselors certified this early.
We have 20,000 county workers, the vast majority of whom have been certified and people can go into county offices. Licensed insurance agents, you know, we've got about, I think, 3,000 to 4,000 of 15,000 completed training. A lot of training is happening every day and every week.
Yeah, I can help you with that, yes.
Edward Avalos takes a certain pride in being one of the first certified enrollment specialists in the state. At Gardner Health Center in San Jose, a clinic for low-income families, the jumbo-sized calendar on Avalos' desk is filled with appointments. He even makes house calls, and he had to silence his office phone just so we could talk for a few uninterrupted moments. Avalos has had problems signing people up online.
There's been a lot of times where you get through all the process, you're on the last page, and unfortunately you run into a stumbling block, a page freezes or something.
When that happens, Avalos pulls out a paper application.
There was healthcare before computers, and there'll be healthcare after. This is the actual application.
It's easy to get apoplectic about the bumpy rollout, says Jerry Kaminsky, director of the Center for Health Policy Research at the University of California, Los Angeles. But he says tracking enrollment with the fervor of a stock market watcher obscures the fact that the state is well on its way to meeting its goal of signing up 600,000 people by March.
100,000 a month is roughly 3,300 people a day. In the first week, they enrolled almost 30,000 people in 5 days. That's much more than 3,300 people a day.
Kaminsky says to keep its front-runner status, California needs to keep up the pace. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Jose, California.